Ecolab Water for Climate. Less water, more growth. Results will vary. Learn more at ecolab.com/EWC. Ecolab Water for Climate. Transforming the way the world thinks about water.
Welcome to Tech News Briefing. It's Friday, September 13th. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. Hacked data, weapons, illicit drugs? Law enforcement officials and cybercrime researchers say criminals are using an app called Telegram to sell their wares. Now with CEO Pavel Durov has been detained in France and charged with crimes including complicity in distributing illegal material and refusing to cooperate with investigations into illegal activity on Telegram. So how did Telegram get to this point? Our reporter Angus Barrick joins us to explain. Telegram is part social network, part messaging app. And it's very popular. It says it has almost 1 billion users globally. Some of those users are criminals, according to police and researchers. In a post on Telegram last week, Pavel Durov said the platform wasn't perfect, but neither was it a, quote, sort of anarchic paradise. He said that Telegram was always open to dialogue with regulators. Meanwhile, the company's chief operating officer said exploding user numbers had caused, quote, growing pains in content moderation, which it was addressing. Our reporter Angus Barrick has been reporting on the situation Telegram finds itself in now. Angus, tell us how Telegram got started.
So Telegram launched back in 2013 by Pavel Durov when he was in Russia. Telegram, you know, in its earlier years, gained a committed audience among like crypto aficionados and residents in Russia. And both of those groups are, I would say, groups that are typically quite skeptical and of government intervention and nervous about their communications. What we saw, especially the last few years during the pandemic years, is that Telegram's usage erupted from those more like niche groups to becoming a much more mainstream messaging platform, particularly in developing countries. And, you know, as our reporting showed, particularly among cyber criminals.
And just how does Telegram work?
Telegram is sort of a hybrid between a messaging platform and a social media platform. You can use the app to message another person, you know, like you would on WhatsApp, but it also has both public and private channels where if I have a channel, I can transmit messages to hundreds of thousands of followers. It also has kind of the functionality to have gigantic kind of public and private groups up to about 200,000 people. And there are also kind of secret chats, which has higher levels of encryption. It also enables users to create like automatic bots that can do many different things, for instance, to make transactions and payments on the app itself. And that's an appealing feature for people selling material, both legal and illegally.
Angus, before Telegram's rise, criminals typically clustered in areas of the internet known as the dark net. Can you just tell us how that worked and why might an app like Telegram be preferable for criminals?
The dark net's the part of the internet that isn't indexed by search browsers like Google. You need kind of special software to access the dark net, which kind of cloaks your identity. It hasn't really evolved that much since the kind of earlier days of the internet. A lot of the websites, you know, when you look at them today, they look very retro. They're just not as slick and fast as a regular internet page. But that has been where in the past, when we think about criminal groups selling drugs online or fraudsters selling kind of hacked information, that's where a lot of those sales were taking place. But given Telegram's kind of utility and the kind of lack of moderation there, what we were told is that a lot of these groups flocked from the darknet to Telegram.
Coming up, what's it like to find out your personal data is for sale on Telegram? We'll find out after the break.
AI may be the most important new computer technology ever, but AI needs a lot of processing speed, and that gets expensive fast. Upgrade to the next generation of the cloud, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is the single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. Do more and spend less, like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic. Take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/wallstreet. oracle.com/wallstreet.
And we're back with WSG reporter Angus Barrick talking about Telegram. The app has been accused of becoming a favorite marketplace for criminals. Angus, you spoke with somebody who found their personal data for sale on Telegram. Can you tell us about them?
One victim that I was able to speak with was a 21-year-old Finnish beautician called Elizabeth Bork, who lives just outside of Helsinki. And she discovered earlier this year, around in February, that personal information that she had uploaded to verify a social media account, it was a copy of her national ID card and a selfie, that those images had been leaked on a Telegram channel which was selling kind of bundles of this sort of private information in bulk. And what we see, you know, typically happens is that, you know, fraudsters are looking to buy this information so that they can then create online bank accounts which they can use to either borrow in somebody else's name or kind of launder dirty funds. After she discovered this, she made a police complaint, although unfortunately the police said that they weren't able to identify any perpetrators. And she's now stuck in this sort of limbo where she's aware that her information is being resold through these channels and is perpetually at risk of fraud.
Do we know how much her data was being sold for?
In this particular channel, which was called Doc Services, her information was part of this broader bundle of Finnish identities. And each one of those was listed for sale at about $8. So, you know, pretty cheap. It's not expensive to buy this data.
This channel was taken down after the Wall Street Journal asked Telegram questions about it. But what other types of illegal goods or services are available on the app, according to researchers?
So it runs the whole gamut. There are Telegram channels offering illegal substances, weapons, child sexual abuse material, and these channels are multiplying at a worrying rate.
According to cybercrime experts, what makes criminals prefer Telegram to, say, other social media networks?
The functionality in terms of these, you have these huge groups and channels that, for instance, criminal groups can use to advertise their products. There's the embedded sales functions so that you can receive payments through third-party providers. And, you know, most importantly, there is also, to a large degree, a kind of absence of moderation. I mean, many of these chats have kind of been able to operate unhindered for years. Most social media sites, you know, including Meta and Snapchat, they report any kind of child sexual abuse images to organizations that collate this information, such as the Internet Watch Foundation in the UK and the National Center for Missing Children in the US. Telegram does not. So the images that are moving through their sites aren't being matched with these organizations' databases, which would enable Telegram to prevent their resharing.
I mean, what is Telegram's approach to moderation and user privacy?
Pavel Durov, he's believed in very kind of light touch moderation. Telegram is saying, as they've been placed under more pressure by governments, including obviously lately by the French, that they are now having to take a larger role policing the content on their app. You know, for instance, this line in their terms of use, which said that they wouldn't act on requests in relation to private groups, that line has since disappeared.
What's next for Telegram and for Durov?
So at the moment, you know, he's still in France. He's not able to travel, and he will have to kind of await the French investigation to run its course. In the meantime, I mean, Telegram seemed to be kind of unfurling a PR campaign to highlight that they're not this anarchical actor and that they are willing to change and more closely police the channels on their app.
All right, that was our reporter, Angus Barrick. And that's it for Tech News Briefing. Today's show was produced by Julie Chang. I'm your host, Zoe Thomas. We had additional support this week from Zoe Colkin. Jessica Fenton and Michael Laval wrote our theme music. Our supervising producer is Catherine Millsop. Our development producer is Aisha Al-Muslim. Scott Salloway and Chris Sinsley are the deputy editors. And Falana Patterson is the Wall Street Journal's head of news audio. We'll be back this afternoon with TNB Tech Minute. Thanks for listening.